RadioMD.com.
On Now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
We kind of have a running theme today about getting old and staying healthy and all of these things that you can do. Well, it seems that the world's oldest woman, 116 years old, just died recently in Michigan. Geraldine Talley died Wednesday at her home in a Detroit suburb of Inkster. She lived in Detroit. Normally, when you hear about somebody who's 115, 16 years old, you think that they live in the mountains of Tibet or in India or one of those kind of places. This woman lived in Detroit, which is not really known for its healthy lifestyle, and, you know, it's got a high pollution rate. So people have asked her how she felt about being the oldest person in the world. She said, "I feel the same, and that it's God's work, not mine." Yes, this is a breaking story. The oldest woman in the world died. She was bowling until she was 104. She liked to go fishing, and she enjoyed spending time with her little baby, her 2-year-old great-great-grandson. If you think about it, someone 116 years old, this is 2015, I can't even count back that far. Really, that is just an incredible life, and I'm sure that she probably had some good health habits, maybe not, who knows. You never know about that sort of thing, and we've got a really interesting couple of guests for you today to discuss that. Now, in our second story, there's a new test that predicts when you're going to die. Would you want to know? You know, this is a whole debate about genetic testing as well. If you were to find out that you had the breast cancer gene, would you do anything about it? Would you get a double mastectomy? What if you found out that you had the Alzheimer's gene? There's not a lot you can do to stop that from progressing. With the breast cancer gene, yes. What if you found out you were going to have the Parkinson's gene? That's a pretty nasty disease. Would you do anything about it? Is there anything that you could do about it? So this is a new test that they're doing in the UK, the Longevity Explorer, UBBLE. I took it, okay? So it said my risk of dying in the next 5 years is like 0.005%. However, you know, of course it's still there and it doesn't take into account, of course, tragedies, car accidents, things like that. Would you want to know? Would you be honest with the questions? Would you answer them honestly? They're not really in-depth questions, and there are a lot of these calculators on the internet. Some of them ask you more questions than others about your health habits, about things that you do, stress levels, obviously smoking and exercise, you know, parent, heredity. A lot of them ask you those kinds of questions. This one really doesn't. There's just 11 questions. And then it seems pretty slim, but they analyze that association between demographic, health, and lifestyle variables, and they see what happens. And then they actually took all this test and analyzed it with the volunteers when they started this whole study. So it's interesting to see how the corresponding people that actually took the test when they were doing the study and then actually did die. So they've got this study released and you can go find it on Huffington Post. It's got it. And you can find it a bunch of different places. So it's the UBBLE, short for UK Longevity Explorer. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. We have a great show today in honor of Father's Day. And of course, at Radio MD, it's Take Your Parents to Work Day. We do that sometimes here. It's kind of fun. So stay tuned. We got a great, great show coming up for you. Don't go anywhere and stay well.